Hi, beautiful, and welcome to the Neo Self-Care Podcast, the oasis of self-love in your week. I'm your host, Vashti Maya, here to sprinkle some authentic gems on your self-care journey. No matter where you are in your journey, this podcast is your weekly reminder and your gentle nudge to grow into the radiant being that you're meant to be. So I invite you to grab your favorite drink, kick back, relax, and let's dive into the world of unapologetic self-love. Hey there, beautiful souls, and welcome back to another episode of Neo Self-Care. I'm your host, Vashti Maya, and today we are going to be diving into a topic that is very close to my heart, which is all about embracing your own journey and steering clear of the comparison trap. Now, some of you guys may remember that I have talked about comparing yourself to others before, and I will continue to talk about certain things until it has been fully taken over within your vessel, within your mind, within your spirit, because sometimes we remember things and then we do good at it, and then slowly it starts to fade away and certain things start creeping back again. So that is what we're going to be talking about, okay? Pretty much we're going to be talking about why comparing yourself to others is a one-way ticket to unhappiness, and how you can focus on your own path to elevate your life. We'll share some powerful quotes, some inspiring stories, and pretty much some practical tips that will help you love your own journey and protect your own happiness. All right, y'all ready? All right, let's go. So the first quote that I want to share is all about the comparison trap. And that quote is, "Comparison is a shadow that clouds the brilliance of your own light." We're gonna throw it back again. Comparison is a shadow that clouds the brilliance of your own light. What does that mean when you hear it? How do you feel? How does that resonate with you when you personally hear it? Just take a couple moments, just think about that. Comparison is a shadow that clouds the brilliance of your own light. Now, each one of us, in one way or another, whether we were younger, whether we're older, we have all had this moment of comparing ourselves to others, looking at somebody and what they're doing and wondering why you're not doing the same, looking at somebody who may retrieve something that you wanted and looking at how your life isn't that great because you don't have it. Comparing. At the same time, we know that when we do compare ourselves to other, we're aware of the emotions that stir up inside of us. We're aware of how that makes us feel. If you're driving a 1998 Honda Accord and somebody else is driving a 2025, I don't know, Mercedes, AMG, you may feel some type of way like, damn, they have a nice car. Dang, I don't got a car like that. But you're missing the fact that you have a car. Meanwhile, somebody is over here with a bicycle comparing themselves to you, wishing that they had that car. You see? So when you're too busy looking at what someone else has, you miss out on what it is that you have. You miss out on yourself. Maybe you start having feelings of inadequacy. Maybe you start feeling like that you're not enough. Having feelings of jealousy. Wondering why somebody has something more than what you have. Wondering why your life isn't so great. Or it seems like your life isn't so great. It leads to feelings of unhappiness. You're just not very happy because you're too busy focusing on what you don't have to focus on the things that you do have. And so there's always going to be feelings of those top three, inadequacy, jealousy, and unhappiness, because you're too overoccupied or overconsumed with other people and what they have than yourself. Now, another way that this shows is like social media, right? Like, we're all adults, we all have social media, and if you don't, great. But another danger of this is social media. Social media often showcases a highlight reel rather than reality.
I know that we've all seen the reels that we share to our friends because it's funny, but you know, people aren't doing that all the time. They have an idea for something, it's low-key relatable, so they're gonna do it, you know, but that is not reality. Excuse me. But the problem with showcasing reels rather, or highlighting reels rather than reality, when I say real, I don't mean R-E-A-L, I mean R-E-A-L. R-E-A-L, I mean R-E-E-L, where it's trying to program your mind to thinking that it's real, but it's really reels. I know it's a play on word, but y'all get what I'm saying. It highlights the real rather than the real, or rather than reality. And so when you're constantly watching things considered reels, you're putting things in your mind, you're thinking it's that, you're thinking that this is real life and it's not, but you're conditioning your brain to believe it. Therefore, again, giving you those feelings of inadequacy, jealousy, unhappiness. You post a picture and maybe you get 12 likes. Somebody else posts a picture and they get like 1,000 likes. And then you're like, wait, am I not that attractive? Is my body not that great? Is my accomplishments not greater than their accomplishments? When it shouldn't even be about that. But again, that is the theme of social media. Now, if you're a person who is strong-willed and you're just, you know, you follow certain people, you watch certain things, and you're not pressed about what somebody else has or not, then by all means, stay on that thing. But if you were a person who you know you can easily become very jealous or very unhappy, whether that's sad or depressed or anything, looking at your life like, what am I doing with my life? This 19-year-old is a millionaire and I'm 48 or 32 or 27 and I just work at a grocery store, or I just, you know, work as a teacher, or I just do whatever. It's comparison. And just like we talked about in our last episode, your journey is unique to you. And we're getting into that a little later. But it's comparison, and it's taking you away from the brilliant things that you have yourself. You know, who's to say that if that particular situation fell into your hands, that you would even enjoy it? Just because it looks good on the outside. You have no idea. But things come to you and things flow to you as it should. If something doesn't flow your way, it just simply was never meant to be at this moment. I've had things happen where like I said, everybody has gone through this before. And I think that's just a human flaw. But there have been things where I was like, damn, I wish I had that. But then I actually got it and I was like, damn, I don't want that. I'm gonna call it what it is. Like, I used to be very, 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 very heavy on like TikTok. And then I kind of like switched over to like Instagram, but on TikTok, like 30,000 followers, I was doing tarot readings and it was great because I was, you know, work for myself and was making money and everything was amazing. And I wanted that. I wanted to be like an influencer and everything, but I didn't realize what it came with. And what did that come with? Fake pages. And some of y'all may be like, oh, fake pages not a big deal, but let me tell you something, until you go through it, you do not understand how annoying and frustrating it is. It got to the point where, you know, like I start adding like my Instagram so people could follow me on Instagram too, like my followers can follow me on Instagram, and I have people who literally copied every, like screenshotted every single picture on my page, including pictures of my family, including pictures of my kids, and posted on their page pretending like they were me, following everybody who I follow, family, friends, and what, like pretend like they're me and send messages to them trying to scam them and get some money. And It's got very, very tiring and annoying very quickly. And soon I realized, you know what? I don't think I want this life. Like, some people can deal with it. There are people who have millions of followers and they know they have over 500 fake pages and they're okay with that. Me, I was not okay with it. And it made it so much that I had to take a step away because it started to do a bit more harm than it did good. you know? But again, that's me realizing once I also got that thing, I was better off without that thing. So that was just a personal story, a personal experience. But again, you never know if what you have, you're even gonna enjoy. You will never truly know it if you're too busy looking ahead than looking at where you are, right? They say you can't look behind you to get to where you're going. And you can't really look ahead to get to where you're going either, because if you're looking too far ahead, you're not paying attention to the now. And the future is literally just the present. You're never making it to the future. Y'all know that, right? Like, the future never really comes. You're always in the present moment. Because what happens in the future is determined by your present. You get what I mean? So yeah, we kind of just went somewhere with that, but it needed to be said. So I want to tell you a story, because I like story time, and I think that some of you guys will probably relate to it. This is from I have 4 or 5 stories. Some of them are by anonymous people, some of them are actually my story, but I was given permission to share. So I'm gonna tell this one story. So this listener says, I remember a time in college when I constantly compared myself to a friend who seemed to have it all. They had the grades, the looks, the social life. They had the whole package. It wasn't until I spent a week away from social media, focusing on my own projects and passions, that I realized how much time I'd wasted feeling inadequate. That week, I finished a painting I'd been working on for months and felt a sense of accomplishment that comparison had stole from me. Very simple story, very powerful message. It wasn't that they took that time away from their friend. They took a time away from social media. So if you're involved with somebody who has, you know, like, again, has the good life, quote unquote, and then you're also feeding yourself other images of people who have the quote unquote good life, then you're going to feel like that your life isn't so great. And as this listener said, when they took that week away and focused on their own passions and projects, they focused on themselves. They looked at their own bowl. They looked at their own life and put all the energy into that. That's when they realized how much time they've actually been feeling inadequate, how much time they've wasted feeling inadequate. And then that also motivated them to get things done, working on something, finish something that they've been working on for months. Because when you're able to be in your own era, when you're able to give yourself that self-love, when you're able to see your own light, you start making things happen for you. And I'm so grateful that this particular listener was able to do that, because then they gave themselves a sense of accomplishment that they realized comparison had stole from them. And sometimes, some of us don't even do that. So we never understand how that sense of accomplishment feels. Or you have that sense of accomplishment and then someone else says they did something too and you instantly let that go because you find yourself comparing again. Taking it back to the quote, comparison is a shadow that clouds the brilliance of your own light. You can't let your light dim. You have to embrace your unique journey. So let's shift into talking about that. Your path is a masterpiece in progress, incomparable to any other. And if you didn't feel that, we're gonna run it back again. Your path is a powerful masterpiece in progress, incomparable to any other, meaning you cannot compare your path to another's. You cannot, because it's your unique path. There are people who were meant to become doctors, so they're doctors. There are people who are meant to go through the stages of grief to understand and transform their soul. And maybe there's another person who has never lost anybody in their life because that was not their path, that was not their journey. Your path is a masterpiece in progress, but if you are too busy comparing yourself to other people, you are never working on that masterpiece. And your masterpiece is curated specifically for you, for yourself. It's incomparable, meaning that no one can compare their life to yours because yours is specifically unique. It is so important to recognize and celebrate your unique path. If everybody's path was the same, y'all, do you know how boring that would be? Like, I'm a free speaker, I'm gonna say what I want. And like, it's kind of just like freedom of speech, freedom of religion. Can you imagine if you couldn't say what you think? And that's kind of going on in the world right now. Oh, you can't say nothing, or oh, you're a feminist, or oh, you're misogynistic, or oh, you're homophobic, or oh, you're... It shouldn't matter as long as you're not hurting another person, because you can't put everybody in a box. Everybody cannot be in a box. Everyone is unique. Everyone is unique. And you will have to understand that in order to get far. There's joy in difference. There's joy in, you know, feeling a little special, being a little neurodivergent, being a little, you know, what's it called? I guess optimistic, right? Being a little introverted, being a little extroverted. Each one of us come with our own special ingredients that are curated just for who we are. But you start sharing ingredients with other people, you may be allergic to that ingredient. You know, like, you remember in elementary school when you used to be like, don't share lunches because you don't know who's allergic to what? It's the same thing. Don't compare yourself to others because you don't know what you're allergic to. You over here trying to be like Brenda, and then you get the life Brenda has and you find out that you go into, you know, like a mental anaphylactic shock because that was not for you. It was not for you. Maybe somebody got a certain job you wanted, a promotion you wanted, a title you wanted, the wife or boyfriend you wanted, or whatever. Maybe they were able to have children now, and maybe you're still trying. Maybe your life was meant to wait 10 extra years, 5 extra months, 3 extra days, 2 extra hours, because there's something about that specific time that you was able to become who you were meant to be or get whatever it is that you were looking to have in that specific time. Maybe if you got it earlier, you would have lost it. Maybe if you got it earlier, there was a side effect. Everything happens for you in your own personal life at its exact moment. And you know, we talk about comparing yourself to others, but it's your unique path. So that even means like comparing responses. Maybe you're like, I don't know if I should take this job. I really feel like it. And someone's like, what? You're going to go working from a state job, working from a government job, working at a good job, a good career, to just getting a basic job, getting a part-time job? Where's the logic in that? You're losing so much money. It doesn't make sense. Meanwhile, your soul could be most happy working at a quote-unquote basic job. Maybe you're meant to reach certain people at that location, and where you are now was only stealing your joy. But you're comparing how you feel based upon how other people feel about your own life, and you end up losing out, or you end up missing out, or you end up being unhappy. That is also a way of comparing. Getting into another story time, a listener shared with me how they always felt overshadowed by their siblings' achievements. But when they started a blog about their passion for gardening, they found their own unique voice. And their blog grew with a huge dedicated following, and they realized that their path was uniquely theirs to carve out and to share. Because again, when you're stuck looking at someone else, you cannot find yourself. You cannot find yourself in another. You cannot find yourself in another. No matter how hard you try, you will not be located there. It's kind of like when I was growing up, I used to always feel like invisible and a ghost. And I've had a lot of siblings, my parents, you know, like, everyone knows, oh, Vasha, you was like a ghost. Like, and they laugh at it. And I'm like, that's just not funny. But I laugh at it too now, you know, because it's whatever. A little dark humor. But that's how I always felt. And I always used to look at my sister. And, you know, she was like so pretty. And she was like really girly, had a lot of friends. A lot of the boys liked her. She was older than me. And I used to, you know, feel like I was not adequate because a lot of the guys wanted to talk to her. And, you know, I was introverted. She was extroverted. So because I was introverted, I didn't really try to talk to people. And then I'm very, like, particular about who I talk to, too. And so, but I always felt like, oh, my gosh, she's, like, the popular one, the popular pretty one. And I'm, like, the unpopular ugly one. Like, that's how I grew up. That's really what I thought. And then, you know, being in the house, it seemed like everybody else was seen and I was not, not even by my own parents. And so quickly I learned that I was inadequate. Quickly I learned that my life sucked as a kid, right? Like, because you just think that when you're younger. But I started to realize, like, there are certain things that I do that they don't know how to do. There are certain things that I'm into that they're not into, but it makes me happy. There are certain things that are unique about me, you know, like, and it wasn't until I start looking at myself and what I had to offer that I had to realize, like, oh, I'm good. My life doesn't suck. Like, I'm actually good. Like, I'm fine. And then it actually made me realize that I actually was a beautiful girl, right? Because if you're living, if you feel like you're always living in somebody else's shadow, you're not going to ever see your own light. And I had to step out of the shadow of my siblings, the shadow of my parents, and look at myself in my own light. And it was only when I did that that I really started not caring about what anyone had to say. It took me a while to shake off certain things, you know, with like my mom. She was like the hardest one to shake off, but it made me become more of who I am. And when people had an issue with who I was, then I realized that it's my journey and I don't care. Like, I don't care. And it was really when I hit that point, like I tell you guys all the time, like once I turned 30, it was like, whoa, like a light switch just went on. And I was like, yeah, I don't care about what anybody thinks because it's my path, it's my journey. I don't compare anymore. Sometimes I can feel it because as human, we have certain things come back up. Sometimes I can feel it, but then I reaffirm, no, we're not doing this. We're not doing that. We congratulate them. We are happy for that person. And we're like, yeah, we are happy for that person, period. Let's go do something crazy. Let's go do something that makes us feel good. We get inspired. I've learned to become inspired by other people rather than feeling like I need to compare myself to other people. When you're able to become inspired by other people, that's how you know that you're comfortable within yourself and you're embracing your own unique journey because you understand that they are on their unique journey and we're all on our unique journey. And it just makes life a bit more simpler. It makes life a bit easier to understand. You have to nurture what you have because greatness grows from humble beginnings. So you may ask the question, okay, well, how do I focus on and build up what I already have? You write those personal goals that we talked about in previous episodes. You appreciate your strengths. You might be like, well, I don't have any strengths. So that's a problem. One of your biggest strengths is that you think. You know how to think negatively to yourself. If you know how to talk negatively to yourself, you easily can talk positive to yourself. And that is a strength. Take small steps towards some type of improvement. But you have to nurture what you already have. What makes you unique? What makes you stand out? If you didn't pass a test, does that make you inadequate to take tests? Does that make you not intelligent? You know how many tests I failed? I failed so many tests, but I've also passed so many tests at the same time. If I would have brought myself down when I failed my first test, there's no way I would have graduated college. There's nowhere I'd be in grad school right now. There's nowhere I would have a lot of things going on. This job that I have right now, the career I have right now, I had to take a test to get in. And that was after I failed a test that I thought that I really wanted, and I couldn't do it. But I've passed other things. So just because you fail one test doesn't mean that that's it. You have to continue to nurture what you have, nurture who you are, find those highlights of you. What makes you you? What makes you stand out from other people? Do you know? Like, do you really know what makes you stand out from the crowd? Because if you don't, then your homework assignment is to figure out what makes you different. It's because you're musically inclined. It's because you're compassionate. Are you empathetic? Are you spiritual? Are you just a beautiful person? Do you have flawless skin? Do you take care of, do you go the extra mile to take care of certain things? What makes you unique? What is it? It doesn't have to be a hobby, but what makes you unique? Maybe your uniqueness comes from the fact that you can read, because everybody can't read. But when you find the thing that makes you, you, then you start to nurture them and you start to grow. And the one thing, if you can't find anything, the one thing that makes you you is your life. So when you start to nurture your own life, what type of greatness will grow from that beginning? I told y'all, like, I was doing the influencer thing. I started my business in a small little closet with one pack of cards. So with just a few tools, I just had one desk, one card, like one pack of cards in a small closet. And a whole lot of passion. And instead of envying others who had more resources or envying other people who had more cars or bigger space, I focused on perfecting my craft. Made it where I had to say, what makes me different? How can I incorporate that in what I'm doing now? And with my passion and with my craft, I run a very successful company. And moved into a bigger space and have so many cards now. And I always reminded myself that it's not about where you start, but how you build from there. And so maybe you need that. It's not about where you start, it's how you build from there. It's not about what you don't have, it's about what you do have right now and how you build from there. When you're able to identify how you're going to build, when you lay out your blueprint, number one, you're not even concerned with other people because you're so focused on yourself and building your blueprint and building your home, if you will. You don't have time to think about others. So it's kind of just like,
So one time my husband deployed and I was like, what am I going to do with my time, my life for 6 whole months?
Or if you go through a breakup and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm so sad, da da da. What is the best way to get over that? Staying busy, doing something, put your focus on something else. Because when you're focused on something else and you're doing something else, you are allowing yourself to make room for something new. You're allowing yourself to not worry about what's happening, and you're focused on what's right in front of you. With all of that being said, you have to also remember for your journey in comparison to protect your happiness. Happiness is a garden you tend with love and intention. Happiness is a garden that you tend to with love and intention. How can you protect your happiness? Set boundaries. Set boundaries. If there's something that you know that you really like, set boundaries. Don't let everybody into it. Because you may find yourself comparing if someone says, oh, I don't think that's a good idea. It's not their life. It don't matter. Oh, I think you should go out for the promotion again. It's not their life. It don't matter. If that's what makes you happy, set those boundaries to keep people out. Practice gratitude. You know, gratitude is something that a lot of people know about, but a lot of people don't do. And it could be like they don't do it because,
oh, it's not going to change the way I feel. Oh, that's not going to change my circumstances. That's not going to do anything. But it does a lot because it makes you realize the things you actually have, the things that you may have forgotten that you actually have. You know? Be thankful, grateful for your life now. Grateful that your life is not what it could be, because everything could be worse, right? Things could always be worse, but things can also always get better. It's all dependent upon how you look at things. Avoid negative influences. Again, if you have an idea about something you feel so excited about, and maybe somebody you look up to or idealize or whatever says that's a stupid idea, don't go for that. Maybe it's stupid to you. Maybe it's a bad idea to you. And so you don't do it in your life, but I'm going to do it. Avoid negative influences. Avoid people who think they know you better than you know yourself. Because that's impossible and that's ludicrous and it's just crazy. Like, no one knows you more than you. So avoid any negative influences, people who make you feel down, people who don't celebrate your wins with you, people who, you know, talk about the fact that you didn't accomplish something. Let them go. Let it down. They don't need it. You know, a friend once told me about her experience of disconnecting from a toxic friend group. She realized that their constant negativity was just draining her. And after distancing herself, she started focusing on her hobbies and made a new group of friends who uplifted her. By protecting her happiness, she allowed herself to thrive in a way that she never expected. And that friend, ladies and gentlemen, is me. Like, and I'm not afraid to cut people off. There was somebody that I met and it was just, you know, y'all know when you're around toxic friend groups, it's just draining constantly, constantly, constantly draining, 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 draining. And I just had to distance. I had to literally cut off. And did that person get upset with me? Abso-freaking-lutely. Absolutely. But you have to avoid negative influences. And I went through a period of not really having that many friends until my neighbor moved in. And she and I was like, oh, okay. So they heard me. They heard me say I needed new positive friends. And I met her. And then I met this really amazing group of teachers. And then I met another girl, another lady who works with me right now, my current job. But had I not distanced myself from this person, these people originally, there's no way I would have met the people who I have in my life now. There's no way. It was like two different directions. We would have been in two completely different directions because I still would have been dealing with the toxic energy. I still would have been dealing with who I need to deal with. I mean, who I have been dealing with. And there's no way I would have found the people who I have who uplift me and I uplift them. And it's just protecting your peace, protecting your happiness. And you'll find that you can truly thrive in ways that you never even imagined. Truly. You have to do what's best for you. And that's how you can have your peace and have your happiness. And as I said before, you know, everything happens for a reason. You have this life for a reason. You didn't get this job for a reason. You didn't pass the test for a reason. You didn't get the relationship you wanted for a reason. But if you're too busy looking at what's been spilled, if you're too busy looking at spilled milk, you don't realize the whole gallon of milk with the glass is right there ready for you to fill it back up again. You have to know when things don't work out, it's for your best interest. Always. Don't compare the fact that, this person passed this test and I didn't. This person got this job and I didn't. This person, don't do that. My sister always used to tell me, or she always still tells me, that life is happening for you, not to you. And I believe that. I believe it strongly. Certain things are happening for you and you may not see it now, but you will see it. You and some of us are not meant to take certain paths that other people take. But if you're too busy on looking at the path that someone else is taking, you're not realizing your own path. Okay? So let's talk about some tips that y'all can take with you, practical tips. Number one, limit social media. I spend less time on platforms that trigger any type of comparison. We don't have time for it. Let it go. Number two, practice gratitude. Keep a gratitude journal or write little notes on your phone and focus on what you have. Number three, set personal goals. Work on self-improvement and celebrate your achievements. Like, really celebrate your achievements. There's nothing like crossing something off the list because you was able to get it done. Number four, surround yourself with positivity. Engage with people and activities that uplift your spirits, that make you feel alive. And number five, have some self-compassion. Be kind to yourself and acknowledge your own progress. By doing all those things, you're allowing yourself to be who you are. You're allowing yourself to be free. You're allowing yourself to be happy. And let's just be real. Don't you deserve happiness? Don't you? Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Comparison song. You hear that? No. Comparing. As soon as I said don't you, it's hard. Anyways. I digress. Anyways, I hope that this has been very helpful for you guys. I hope that this has been perhaps something that you may even have needed. Get started on that list. We're all about crossing things off the checklist around here. We're all about doing things a little different around here. So make sure you do that. And I know I joke around a lot and everything, but I'm very serious. Like, there's a big difference between when you're living your life for you and when you're living your life for other people. And that's what we don't want to do. We don't want to live our life for other people, because then you lose you in the mix. And so if you're doing something just because you're trying to beat the next person, you're doing it wrong. It's you versus you. How many times have y'all heard that before? It's you versus you. The only person you should be trying to be better than is yourself. The only person you should try to outdo is yourself, because that's the only person who truly matters. That's the only person who knows your ins and outs. That's the only person that you can truly become better than. So what? A path didn't open for you. It was not meant for you. Go and find the other door. Find a reason why it didn't work out for you. Challenge it by doing something different. So thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. Take care.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode. You know I like to keep it real and authentic with y'all, because that's how true change comes about. Thank you so much for the love, and remember to share this episode and other episodes with a friend who may need to hear this. Stay you, stay Neo. See you next time.